You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Indian River Real Estate, LLC is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stahls. My wife, Mandy, and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. We can be found at IndianRiverRealEstateLLC.com or on Facebook.
It's a new day, and I'm Red Palmer.
All right. How you doing, folks? And I've got Beth Erickson on the line, as you can see her if you're watching on Facebook. How are you, Beth?
I'm fine, but my name now is Stuart. I got married about 5 years ago. So I'm Beth Walsh Stuart, but that's okay.
Listen, I have your show name.
Yeah. My nonprofit is Beth Walsh Erickson, Inc. So that's why you go by that. Beth Wee. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bethway. Yeah. Well, yeah. You can't change horses midstream, you know?
Sorry about that.
That's what they say anyway.
Good morning, Red. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Tell them about your, you went to Bible school, right?
I did. I went to New Covenant Bible College. It's an offshoot of Covenant Bible College, and they meet right here in Vero Beach, Florida, and they have rooms in the Freedom Church on 58th Avenue. And I did a 4-year bachelor's program and a year master's program. And it was wonderful for me. I learned quite a bit. My relationship with Christ increased as I studied his word. And it's been a real benefit for my life. I encourage anybody in the later years of their lives to seek God through schooling. There's Bible college around colleges around the country, and it's a great way to keep your mind shaken and your spirit growing.
Yeah, the only thing is you got to be careful where you go to school, because there are those that are, the Bible says, forever learning but never coming to the knowledge of truth, denying the spirit and the power thereof. There are some people that are very intellectual about the scriptures, but maybe they forget the love, maybe they forget the Holy Spirit and the power. People tend to run from what they can't control, and if they can't control, you know, why does this person get healed, this one doesn't, so they surmise, well, maybe healing's not for this hour or something, which is not biblical at all, correct?
I agree with what you're saying, but I really think that the Holy Spirit will come to each person, and if that person is seeking to grow stronger in the Lord, and an opportunity opens. Like for me, I was working. I managed a restaurant, and I was working, and this big party came in without a reservation, and they were celebrating a graduation. And I said, "Oh, who's the graduate?" I was talking to them while we were preparing their table. I said, "Who's the graduate?" And they said, "This one, this one, this one." And I said, "Oh," and they said, "Yeah, we're Bible college graduates." And I said, "Bible College in Vero Beach, where's that?" And they told me about New Covenant Bible College. And that was in early August. And the Holy Spirit just kept working on my heart. So when I called the Bible College in September, the first class was that night. And I knew I was supposed to be in it for the new school year. Was that night, the day I called. And they said, "Yeah, we'll still get you in if you want to." And I did. That's how I started. But when God brings you to it, he'll bring you the right teachers and the right understanding. You know, I believe anyway. That's been my experience.
Well, it is scriptural that he says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God."
Yeah.
Yeah. So the more we read it, the more we hear it.
Well, and the more you seek the understanding. Think about, when the Ethiopian was reading the scripture in his chariot, and Peter was sent to him. And Peter was like, I don't want to go to this Ethiopian guy. I'm not, that's not my thing. But he went and he said, and the words he said were, do you understand what you're reading? And the Ethiopian man, the eunuch was like, no, I'm trying to understand this. And Peter explained the beauty of the gospel and how Christ fulfilled the prophecies. And the eunuch was born again in that interaction. Peter was sent and the understanding came and the eunuch was baptized. And let's face it, that's how Christianity spread, you know, back down to Ethiopia. That's how it started. He was on his way somewhere else. And he was a strong, excited believer with new understanding. So
yeah, I can remember that. Yeah. I can remember not knowing the Word of God before I had the infusion, the born again experience with the Holy Spirit coming into me. I tried to read the Bible, and I just couldn't get a thing out of it.
Right. It's a beautifully put, because I think for a lot of people that. You know, we still sow those seeds. The seed is still good. We'll still sow the seed, but the soil's not ready. But but the soil will get ready. And I think that it's kind of funny. People that are running through their lives hearing about God, but not sure if God is really for them. I don't think God messes around with people that don't have his mark on him. He's coming back for you eventually. He's just going to keep coming till you surrender. I think the surrender is for everybody. It comes at a different time and in a different way, but usually it comes with brokenness. And at least that's the way I've seen the most profound surrenders to Christ, is when somebody is broken.
Yeah, well, it's written that a broken and contrite heart the Lord will not despise, a bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering candle he will not snuff out, right. which is amazing, because most of us have a problem with our egos and pride, human beings, and most of us can be very arrogant, I think, or they call it hubris, and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you come to the Lord and you're broken. Who knows, you're grieving, whatever's going through. And instead of saying, well, I remember you when you were cocky and not too pleasant to be with, so I'm not going to bless you today. But he oversees that, and his mercies are his mercies are great, thank goodness.
Yeah, I knew every morning, because my ego comes back. You know, left unattended, the ego regenerates, even for the born-again believer. And I think that that's what you were talking about. Make sure the college that you attend has good teaching, isn't men trying to puff themselves up, but
yes,
trying to share the Word of God. And I do believe that if the heart is contrite seeking, you're going to find the right place to study the Word, whether it's a small group, a little ecclesiastic, where like a small Bible study. I attend a Bible study. You come to it sometimes, Rhett, and it's a group of people that have nothing else in common except that they like the coffee at this coffee shop and
they love Jesus
and they want to know Jesus better. They want to know the Word better. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. And so we bring all these weird, different experiences together as we study the Word, and understanding comes to us in delightful ways, in powerful ways. Yeah.
Now, you work with a lot of people in recovery today, which is kind of it seems to be like, you know, I know in the 60s, we went through the taking of drugs or smoking pot. Now, the big thing now seems to be people are coming in truckloads to recovery. I don't know why everybody took up drinking or doing drugs, but the good thing about falling into recovery is that people are humbled. They come to the bottom of the bottle or the bottom of the barrel, and they're broken. And they come to the end of themselves, reaching a bottom. Of course, some people, the bottom is death. But how has that, working with those people in recovery, how has that changed, you know, your walk with the Lord?
Well, that's an interesting thing. I think, like most people that God uses, mm-hmm. He takes a place where you had your own tribulation, and when he heals you from that, he blesses you to help others in that tribulation. And when I was younger, when I was in college, I got pretty confused and pretty mixed up with the party scene, so to speak. So that the recovery from that is a beautiful mission field, because there is no recovery from addiction without God. No human power can relieve alcoholism or drug addiction. And God can and will if you seek him. And that's really the teaching of 12-step or of recovery circles. Churches, a lot of churches have CR. And
what is CR?
It's Celebrate Recovery. Okay. And it's where Christian people come together and share their struggle with trying to stay away from some of the sinful behaviors that they had in their history. That's the problem with addiction. It gets Satan gets into the mind with obsessive thinking, and you have to train yourself. It's a discipline. Recovery is a discipline, and for the Christian, it can be a powerful agent for mission work. Because there are so many people, you know, you mentioned the 60s, Rhett, the drugs that people were taking in the 60s were experimental and out there. But look at all the technological and pharmaceutical advances that have happened since you know, in the last 60 years. That's 60 years ago. And you the pharmaceuticals are so much stronger right now. And the things that young people trying to alter their minds can get their hands on are way more deadly and way more potent. Even the legalization of marijuana, the marijuana is different than what was available back in the 60s. It was really, they just grew it and smoked it. And now they're adding things to it. I have a woman that I work with she found her son what a drug addict would call tripping, like out of his mind, walking on their driveway, not knowing where he was, not knowing anything. And he said, all I did was smoke some marijuana. So whatever was in that marijuana is not what it's a powerful thing that you would allow something like that into your body when you don't even know what's in it.
Well, I know Al Black, he's a highwayman, and he said that he was addicted to crack cocaine. Mm-hmm. And he said it's harder to get over an addiction to crack cocaine than it is heroin or anything else. He says it's terrifying. You can't get off it. Well, he ended up in a prison cell. I think he was in the prison cell when this happened. And he said this big ball of light appeared in his cell. And all of a sudden, he said, if you're Jesus, then get bigger. And that ball got bigger and bigger. And he said he was instantaneously, absolutely, without a doubt, totally and absolutely delivered of that addiction to crack cocaine. Mm-hmm. And you're right, because in the marijuana today, they're putting this stuff in, what's it called, fentanyl.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m. 7 a.m. or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at Melbourne.